The music you love keeps on coming. Heart FM.
It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.
All right, we got Fanani Lashiba, who is the CEO of Sampra, and this is Muso Talk. Sampra is the South African Music Performance Rights Association. Fanani, how are you this Tuesday evening?
Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right, sir. So when we started Muso Talk last week, we spoke about needle time rights, performing rights, and mechanical rights. Can you just go over it again quickly, just recap on what is the needle time rights, performing rights, and mechanical rights?
Okay, thank you. Let me start with performing rights.
Okay.
Which is the right that is administered by Sampra.
Yeah.
And is the right of the author, the composer, and the publisher of the musical work.
Okay.
So when a song is performed in public, whether by a broadcaster or any other licensed music user, the fee that is collected by Sampra is then processed into a royalty that will be paid only to the people who authored the song or composed it and published it. And then you have needle time rights, which is administered by ourselves, Sampra.
Yes.
We look after the record company that recorded the track, as well as the performers who performed at the time when the track was recorded.
Yes.
So as I indicated last week, in most cases where a music user would be licensed by both Sampra and Sampra, the same song, when it gets performed, Sampra would collect license fees to pay the royalties to the author, the composer, and the publisher. We will also license the very same music user for the very same song, but we only look after the record company and the performers or the recording artists that performed where that particular track was recorded.
Okay.
Then mechanical rights is the right of reproduction. This is where, again, like Sampra, the beneficiaries are the author, the composer, and the publisher. The difference between the two is that with Sampra, the song has to be performed in public, while with mechanical rights, which is Capasso, the song has to be reproduced in order for the author, the composer, and the publisher to earn a royalty.
Okay. All right. So the mechanical right reproduction is like the song being recorded again, meaning or a copy of it being made?
Is when a copy is being made. So, for example, if you are running a restaurant, and then you are you take a CD, or you got a song from iTunes, but then you copy it onto your system, in order for you to be able to play that music to your patrons, that is what we call reproduction. So by reproduction is simply copying.
Okay, so if a radio station buys the song from iTunes and plays it on, puts it onto their system and plays it on air, would that also be a reproduction?
Yes, that will be considered to be reproduction. Although with radio stations at the moment, my understanding is that radio stations are not paying the mechanical right fee, because the argument is that in order for mechanical rights to be payable, especially with the copying of the song into a particular system for broadcast, that song has to be in the system for more than 6 months.
Okay.
If it's less than 6 months, there's currently not a fee payable. But TV channels definitely pay, because when a song is copied onto a television drama or film, whatever program it is, there is a fee that is payable immediately.
All right. So, Lashiba, Fanani Lashiba is your surname. I even call you Lashiba. I mean, it's like I'm your teacher now at school. Lashiba! You're like, yes, sir.
That's what they used to do.
Lashiba, you must repent. let's keep it on the first name basis. Fanani, so you explained that needle time rights. I love your explanation of it, because it clears the air. It makes me understand exactly what it's about. So let me just reiterate it again. If you performed on a recording, whether you were the guy that was paid to play the bass, you need to contact Sampra. If you are the guy that was called to sing backing vocals while a song was being recorded, you need to contact Sampra. If you are the guy that played the keyboards, but you're not part of the band, you were just there for the recording and you played an instrument or you sang during the song or while the song was being recorded, Sampra represents you. Am I right?
You are very 100% correct. For us, it doesn't matter whether you were paid as a session artist at the time when
the song was being recorded.
As long as you performed, you are entitled to a royalty, because we say that without that performance, the song would not have existed. Yes, it could be that another
person could have been called.
It could have been called, but the fact that they called you, it means that they trusted you that you would interpret the song the way they wanted you to interpret. Sometimes people go even beyond expectations and interpret the song to the point that the owner of the song is pleasantly surprised
yeah.
that the song is even sounding better than they had anticipated.
Right, anticipated. So now, this person, what do they do? Do they go to the owners of the song and say, you guys need to register me with Sampra? Or do they go to Sampra and say, hey, you know that song by so-and-so? I actually played bass on that song. So how does that work?
Either the featured artist, what we call the featured artist.
Yeah.
The featured artist is the person in whose name the track was recorded.
Yeah.
The featured artist can register the song with us and credit all the people who at the time of recording. Or if the featured artist has failed to do so, the session musician still has the right to come to us and say, I performed, but we would need evidence. Once we have that evidence, it doesn't matter. We don't have to go back to the featured artist to say, do you want this person credited? As long as we've got the necessary evidence.
You've got the necessary evidence.
Yes, then we will credit you. And when we run distributions, if that song has earned royalties, you as the session artist that performed when that song was recorded, you will get your share.
Yeah, you know what? That story reminds me, there was a big thing about Lauryn Hill's album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. There were a lot of session artists that were featured or that were called when they were recording that album. And later on, when the album became big and won 12 Grammys or something like that, they came out and said, you know what, we were never credited. I played the bongos or I did this and I actually added my own flavor. And Lauryn Hill actually won most of those cases because she said, where's the proof? And they didn't have evidence. They didn't take pictures, they didn't make recordings, they did nothing. So you're saying that people must try and get proof in whatever way they can, whether they take pictures, they take videos or something.
We also have similar problems especially with songs that were recorded in the 70s, 80s and early 90s, even the featured artist doesn't remember who they performed with.
Okay.
But one of the requirements for us to accept the claim is that if two session musicians who participated when that particular track was recorded, if they came together and did an affidavit, a song affidavit, that they participated, we would accept that affidavit. And then it will become the evidence that we require.
Wow. All right.
But the point that you were making is very important, that when somebody calls you to the studio to say, come and do this track with me, get whatever evidence that you can produce later, should there be a dispute as to whether you performed or not.
I would suggest in these days of videos, take a video, post it on Facebook, or don't post it on Facebook. Make sure that the person is standing next to you. Say what you are doing. Just say, hey, I'm here with Diggy Bongs. We're recording this song, which is titled Muse or Talk. And Diggy Bongs, say something. So that you just have a video of that person saying, yes, we are doing this. And you just mention what it is that you're going to be doing on the song and get a friend to take pictures or videos while you are performing, doing your thing. But anyway.
Exactly.
Let's move now to the recording deal. Here's a scenario. The artist has a recording deal with a recording company, and the recording company gives the artist an advance.
Okay.
And then the recording company turns around and says, we will recover your advance from your Sampra royalties. Is that okay?
No, not with us. And I think it's important to... It's a very good question, but it's also important to state that record companies have been signing what is known as 360-degree deals.
Okay.
Since 2009, I think 2008, 2009. And those 360-degree deals, they say that they can recover whatever advances they've given you from any source of income, including Needle Time Right.
Wow.
But we took a decision, that was about 2 years ago, that whatever agreement exists between the record company and the performer should not have anything to do with us.
Okay.
So unless if both the performer and the record company came to us and presented an agreement that said that the performer is agreeing that their royalties should be paid to the record company, we would not accept any claim from the record company. So it's only when both the record company and the performer came to us and said, this person owes us this amount of money, whatever he or she is going to earn, please pay into our account until we tell you so.
Oh, that's okay.
But if the record company came on its own and said, please pay me the royalties that is due to the performer, we have said that that would not be done.
Okay.
So it's up to the performer to, after we've paid him or her, to go to the record company and say, oh, by the way, I've received money from Sampra, here's your money. But we are not going to be involved in that.
All right, this is Muse the Talk. We do it every Tuesday evening at around this time, between 7 and 20 past 7, where we talk about all things music with the CEO of South African Music Performance Right Association, otherwise known as Sampra. You can go visit Sampra. Their webpage is sampra.org.za, www.sampra.org.za. You'll find them on all social media. Their social media handles are all Sampra, right? Except for one, which has got an underscore. I'm not quite sure.
Yes, I think it's the Twitter one.
The Twitter one. But anyway, if you type Sampra, it's S-A-M-P-R-A. And we were just talking about needle rights, performing rights and mechanical rights and the people that Sampra represents. And now we just talked about record companies versus the recording artist and Sampra. And Mr. Lishiba just told us that there has to be a deal between the record company and the artist in order for the record company to claim the royalties on behalf of the artist. Now, here's another question. This artist says, when I die and my music continues to be active on radio and on restaurants and all these other places, who will get my royalties?
We have what we call a successor member. So if the artist, who is the main artist, dies, what we usually do is to wait for the family to come to us, either with the will of the deceased or the letter of authority from the master of the High Court.
Yeah.
So, but in most cases where we have got information as to who the next of kin is, we contact the next of kin whenever a distribution has been run and money is due to the song or the song or the songs of the deceased, to say that we have got money, but we don't know who the beneficiaries are.
Yes.
Once we have got the will and or the letter of authority from the master of the High Court, we then register the beneficiary or the beneficiaries as successor members, so that in future when we run distributions and the songs of the deceased to continue to earn money, we will pay those royalties into the account or account of the beneficiary or the beneficiary.
Wow. Okay. So can somebody make that arrangement before or when they register with you guys to say, okay, these are going to be my beneficiaries or this is my main beneficiary?
Sometimes they do that, but only to discover that there was no will. It's the only thing they did was to register this person on our on the application form, which it doesn't have any legal authority if there's no will or letter of authority. So what we do is, in that case, we will check who the next of kin is and contact that person and say, you were registered as the next of kin, but we don't know whether you are the beneficiary, and if you are, we need all the relevant documents in order for us to register you as a successor member and start paying the royalties into your account.
Okay, all right. Muse the Talk. continues right here on Heart FM with Fanani Leshiwa, who is the CEO of Sampra. Fanani, all broadcasters that you get money from are all of them licensed? Because there are some, you know, there's some people that are doing podcasts, doing mixes and things like that on the internet. And there are also some pirate radio stations. How do you make sure, how do you get the money from the broadcasters?
All commercial, let me say, all licensed commercial radio broadcasters are currently licensed. Mm. The only radio stations that we haven't licensed are community radio stations. But we are in the process of seeing if we can reach a deal with community radio stations. And the reason why, there are two reasons why the community radio stations have not been licensed so far. The first one is that when the regulations on needle time were passed in 2006, there was an understanding that community radio stations would not be licensed. But it is not there in the regulations that they shouldn't be licensed. It was something that was just mentioned during the consultation process.
Mm.
Secondly, the majority of community radio stations are found in rural areas and townships, and they are largely improvised. So we said, based on experience, especially with other organizations that have tried to license community radio stations in rural villages and townships, you find that no matter how much they are willing to be licensed, they don't have the money to pay.
Yeah.
But now we are in the process of seeing if we can work together with those community radio stations, including the ones in rural villages and townships. And so when it comes to online radio, online radio stations are not regulated currently, but we are in the process of licensing them. As long as the server is located in South Africa, whether licensed or whether regulated or not, you have to pay.
As a person who makes music, I'm happy. And I'm sure there are a whole lot of other people who create songs smiling right now, saying yes, because the online radio thing, podcasts and all of that, yeah, it's becoming a problem for collecting royalties, because there are people who are like, how do you collect royalties from somebody who's doing a radio show from their bedroom, because you know because they have an online radio station? How do you do that? But if you guys are saying that you're on it, we thank you for that. How can one contact Sampra for more information?
They can call us on 011-789-5784.
Again?
011-789-5784. Or send email to info@sampra.org.za. We respond to whatever queries, or they can follow us on the different social media platforms, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, we're there. And if somebody went onto any of these social media platforms and type Sampra, it will show the Twitter handle and the Facebook page and even Instagram.
All right. Fanani Leshiwa, who is the CEO of the South African Music Performance Rights Association. Thank you so much. So we will talk again next week about more Muso Talk. We'll have more Muso Talk next week, same time.
I'm already looking forward to next week.
All right, Fanani, we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was Muso Talk on Heart FM.
Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. No, not that needle time. It's the needle time that belongs to record labels and recording artists. Being a Sampra member ensures that you receive your royalties for your commercially released recorded music. And people of the land, you need a Sampra license to broadcast and play music in your businesses. So own the jam, share the jam, and get what you deserve for producing the jam. To learn why you need to become a member and how to get a license, visit sampra.org.za.
Heart FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?